We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We had started the actual book after a long introduction. We're on page Nun Chet. And the first thing we learned is that it is prohibited to tell something shameful about someone else, even if it is completely true. And that's what's called Lashon Hara. And if someone says something that is fallacious or partially fallacious, so then he is in transgression of Motzi Shem Ra. And by telling over Lashon Hara, going around telling other people, that's the biblical prohibition, Lo Telech Achil Ba'amecha. One should not go around telling over not nice things about throughout the nation. And now we're up to the second paragraph. Halav Hazeh Shekatavnu, this prohibition that we wrote, Umash Katav to HaTorah, Befirush Miuchad Lissur Zeh Shel Lashon Hara Uchilut. The Torah gives a specific prohibition with regards to Lashon Hara and Rechilut, Ave Belav Achei Yishod Abed Av Nasein Acherim Shuver Aleim. That a person is in transgression of many other commandments with regard to Lashon Hara, as we saw in the intro. Gimel. Kol ze afilu im rak v'mikesi pergnut chavero. This is all true if a person coincidentally mentions something derogatory about his friend. Avonim chas v'shalom hugal b'avon ze bitmidut. But if, God forbid, he consistently does this, that he's always saying negative things about people. Kmo elu shorgenim tamid l'shev v'l'saper. We're on page Nun Chet in the beginning of the book. Nun Chet, yeah. There are those who constantly sit down and say negative things about other people. Kach v'chach asa ploni. Did you hear what so-and-so did? Kach v'chach asu avotav. Do you know what his parents used to do? Kach v'chach shamati rav. You know what I heard about him? V'u dvarim shegnut, anashim kelu hem nikrim fi chazal, b'shem ba'lei lashon hara. Here you have a new term. People, just like you have a baal tshuva, a master of tshuva, so do you have a baal lashon hara, master of saying lashon hara. Yeah, what a title. V'onshan arbe yoter gadol. So there, the punishment is more severe. Achei shebishat nafsham uzdon libam uvim matruat Hashem. Because they blatantly and willingly transgress Hashem's commandment. V'nasas etznam kefkir. And people view it as a freebie. No, what's wrong? Let me just tell you a juicy piece of Lashon Hara. K'mo shem v'al el b'sof ha'pticha, as we explained earlier, v'alem ne'mar b'kabbalah, and about them it says in Psalms, Yachet Hashem kol siftecha l'kol Lashon medaber gedolot. Hashem should cut down the smooth talkers, the people who speak big, who knock down others. Amru chazal, our sages say, al shalosh avot nifrim min ha'adam ba'olam hazeh. There are three transgressions where Hashem says, I'll take a person to task in this world, then nochelek l'olam haban, I won't leave him over to a portion in the world to come. Ve'eluhen. What are the three transgressions? We know the three biggies. Avodah Zarah, paganism. Gilui Arayot. And Shfichut Damim. Very good. The Lashon Hara connects Kulam, but the Jerusalem Talmud ends with a scary line. That Lashon Hara has gravity corresponding to all three. Ve'viu Chazal HaZer HaYam HaKtuvim. And the Talmud in the Talmud in Erechon, in the Jerusalem Talmud, brings proof to it from the verses. U'pirshu HaRishonim. So everyone asks, what does that mean? How is Lashon Hara as heinous a crime as illicit relationships or murder? So the commentaries explain that Kavanah Rishu Guluba Avonze Bitmidut. It's talking about people who constantly say Lashon Hara. Then Mekablin Al Atzman Nishamer Mimenu, and they don't say, "I will be careful." Nation Asad Dvar Atzman Keheter. So because they treat it as a freebie, so then they bring great destruction to the world. And this is a wake up call. I feel that the only way to live up to this is to learn the Chafetz Chaim. I'm saying if you constantly learn, so you constantly remind yourself the importance and the details of Nadachot, so then you stand a chance. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. People ask us questions all the time, and we have to think clearly, when can we say, when can't we say, what should we, what shouldn't we say? You come home from shul. What are you allowed to tell your wife? Boy, you know what happened today in shul? Are you allowed to tell her? I had an interesting story. Someone davened by us. It was the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And on that Shabbos, so we know it's the 10 days of repentance, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay? The Chazan did a beautiful Kaddish, a beautiful Kedusha. And then after the Kedusha, he concluded and said HaKel HaKadosh. And I corrected him, and he didn't hear me, and I tried to correct him again, and he didn't hear me. And by the time he understood what I was telling him, the time had elapsed that he had to restart the whole Shemona Esrei. Now he's the Chazan. So he's an old man, it's not comfortable. Not comfortable for me, not comfortable for him, but what can you do? Okay. So I told him, you have to start Shemona Esrei all over again. And he did. Started Shmoneh Esrei all over again. And he did Kiddush all over again. And he went home. His son-in-law went home with him. His grandson went home with him. And then I was with them a short while later. And his daughter was there. It was his son-in-law in shul. And I tried to say something to his daughter I don't remember what I tried to say, but I tried to say something that he shouldn't feel bad about it. And his daughter looked at me and said, "What are you talking about?" And I was so impressed. Her husband hadn't told her. Her son hadn't told her. No one had told her what happened in shul. Her father had, the whole shul saw what happened, right? It was known to everyone, so it was obvious. I didn't know if she was in the woman's section or not. I took for granted she knew what went on. But when I started saying something to her, she looked at me bewildered, like, "What am I talking about?" And I said, "Wow, they're careful in the laws of Lashon Hara. Her husband didn't bother telling her what her father made a mistake. Her son didn't tell her, and I'm the dunce, right? I'm the one that's assuming she knows. Why am I assuming she knows?" So I tried to cover up and get out of that conversation quickly. But that's being careful in Lashon Hara. Does he want his daughter to know that he made a mistake, that he had to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? The rest of the congregation knows, but his daughter doesn't know, so why should she know? So these are things that are not so easy to accomplish. Think about it. Yeah, things happen. You come home. What do you talk about? Talk Divrei Torah, talk positive. Even if it's his own grandfather or his father-in-law, they don't mention it at home. So that's the only way I think people can live up to this is if they keep practicing, keep thinking about it, if we're aware of it, so we can develop this beautiful trait of being careful with Lashon Hara.